So now, settling yourself in a posture that supports both rest and wakefulness. It may be most helpful to sit in a chair that allows your hips to be slightly higher than your knees, your feet planted on the floor, and your spine balanced upright and long. Beginning this practice by holding the whole body in a gentle and friendly awareness as you sit and breathe. With each breath, you could have a sense of letting go of any obvious layers of tension or restlessness that are present within the textures of your body or mind, so that you come more fully to rest here and now, releasing your body into gravity and into the present moment. Mindfulness is sometimes described as appreciative awareness, and you could explore what it's like to bring a gentle attitude of appreciation to the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Maybe you can notice and appreciate any sense of freshness that's present during the in-breath, and any sense of release that comes with each out-breath. It can be helpful to notice and appreciate, too, any sensations of contact between your feet and the floor. Perhaps you feel a subtle tingling, a gentle sense of temperature or pressure. A quiet clarity in the contact that your heels make with the floor. Noticing and appreciating, too, the sensations of sitting on the chair. Again, there may be tingling and warmth. And a certain steadying quality that may come when you allow the sensations of sitting to fill your mind for a few moments. If you notice discomfort or restlessness in the body at this time, seeing if you can practice fully allowing it to be here. Breathing with it rather than bracing against it. And letting go of any demand that this moment be different from how it is. Perhaps practicing with the attitude that this moment is like this, and that's okay. For a few moments now, you might like to let your awareness of the breathing rest in the center of your chest, the heart center, as it's sometimes called. You could again let a sense of appreciation infuse your awareness of the sensations of breathing in this place. If your hands or some other part of the body feel like a more restful and steadying place for your attention in this moment, feeling welcome to take an appreciative awareness to the sensations that you find here. Mindfulness as receptive, appreciative awareness, just as much as feels possible in this moment. And now, within the context of sensing the body as you sit and breathe, you might like to bring to mind something which you appreciate and for which you feel grateful, in this moment or in your life at this time. It may be something significant or something simple, a person, a situation, an experience of some sort. It might be simply that you've had enough to eat today, or that you feel as well as you do. It might be some sight, sound, or fragrance in nature that you've recently enjoyed, or some kindness that you've offered or received. A key part of this practice is the recognition that we can appreciate and be nourished by little things. Ordinary moments of exchanging a smile or a word with someone, or of seeing or hearing something in nature, or the experience of some daily activity such as eating, which, when received with an attitude of appreciation and gratitude, becomes a blessing, a source of nourishment and support. And so, bringing some such experience, situation, or person to mind now, and taking time to feel any effects in your body or heart as you remember and see this in your mind's eye. As best you can, opening to any sense of appreciation and gratitude that may spontaneously arise. If you find yourself becoming entangled in thoughts about this experience or person, or about something else, then seeing if it's possible also to remember and sense your feet on the floor, your body on the chair, the weight and tingling of your hands, or the sensations of this in-breath and this out-breath, letting these bodily anchors ground you back in the present moment, even as you also give some heart space to remembering something for which you're grateful. Taking in the good, having a sense perhaps that the goodness or the appreciation of this person or experience soaks into the texture of your body, heart, and mind. Breathing a sense of appreciation through your whole being as best you can. Once you have taken time really to feel and allow any sense of appreciation that's present as you hold this person or experience in mind, you could try saying a quiet thank you, acknowledging any sense of gratitude that you feel for the presence of this person or experience in your life at this time. Lingering for as long as you like with this theme, and with any sense of gratitude or appreciation that you're feeling. And then, when you're ready, gently letting this theme go and coming back to the contact between your feet and the floor, your body in the chair, the weight and tingling of your hands and arms, the gentle rhythm of your breathing. letting the sensations of your body sitting and breathing again move center stage in your awareness for a few breaths. As we do this practice, it's important to remember that there's no particular experience that we're meant to be having. Mindfulness practice is much more about cultivating wise and helpful intentions than achieving specific results. It truly doesn't matter if you didn't feel much or anything at all as you brought the theme to mind. The opportunity is simply to practice inclining our hearts and minds towards an attitude and intention of appreciation, of gratitude, to whatever extent is possible for you in this moment. Trusting that the patient work of doing this, of gently watering these seeds in your mind and heart, will bring benefits over time, even if these are not immediately obvious. And so now, when you're ready, you might like to practice bringing another theme to mind. Another recent experience, or a person or interaction that you've appreciated. Again, keeping grounded in the body as best you can. Letting yourself see and remember this experience or person in your mind's eye. Receiving the memory with a sense of appreciation and gratitude. Letting yourself open to and allow whatever sensations and feelings arise in your body and heart as you bring this theme to mind. Seeing if it's again possible to breathe a sense of appreciation and gratitude through your whole body, your whole being. Again, taking time to feel and allow whatever is present. To take in the goodness of this experience or person. Letting this goodness soak into the texture of your body and heart, to whatever extent is possible in this moment. At some point, you might again like to experiment with saying a quiet thank you in the silence of your heart. And then, when you're ready, letting go of this theme too, and returning to a spacious sense of your whole body as it sits and breathes in this moment. You might also like to notice any after effects that are present from doing this practice. Allowing them and opening to them, especially if they're pleasant. Dwelling in and breathing a sense of appreciation and gratitude can bring a sense of release and ease to the body and the heart if we take time to let this nourishment in. As a way of closing, you might like to place a hand gently on the center of your chest, your heart center, and take a few moments to remember the preciousness of this life that you're living, and any sense of gratitude that you feel for the good things that are part of your life, alongside the difficulties and challenges. Maybe you can also appreciate the fact that you've taken time to do this practice and to cultivate appreciation and gratitude in this way.